last evening, the Santa Rita Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that took place in the High School Media Center and began at 7 p.m. The board acknowledged and congratulated the boys' bowling team for their sixth place finish in the state bowling tournament, along with Quinn Layfeld for her 21st place at state in the 100 breast. Adam Putoff, superintendent, provided a presentation on the strategic plan framework that has been developed for the Santa Rita schools. Many people ask, what is the purpose of a strategic plan? A strategic plan serves as a roadmap for identifying district's priorities and ensuring decision-making aligns with those priorities while reflecting the needs of all stakeholders in the community. The planning process began with listening sessions that included staff, students, and community members, along with surveys to gather input from all parts of the district. After collecting the feedback, our district leadership team, comprised of staff in the elementary, middle, and high schools, as well as central office, analyzed the data and categorized it into key priorities that represent the voices of our stakeholders. While this process was both challenging and rewarding, it clarified the priorities that will guide our decision-making and ensure our actions are intentional and purpose-driven. By aligning our efforts with a shared vision, we can work together more effectively for the benefit of our students, staff, and entire community. The five priorities are student success, communication and collaboration, school spirit, community engagement, and fiscal responsibility. These priorities will be utilized as our foundation of our decision-making and providing more purpose for what we do as a school district. More information on the strategic plan will be shared in the upcoming newsletter. Treasurer and CFO Jen Bruns shared an update on the state budget and property tax reform. She stressed the importance of advocating for public schools and the importance of fully funding the Fair School Funding Plan, along with updated inputs. High school principal Mr. Rosenbeck highlighted various student activities such as Hope Week, FFA Week, and the great performance by our concert band who received the 2 at district contest in Van Wert. Middle school principal Mr. Kunk congratulated the 5th grade students on graduating DARE and their performance at the Wax Museum. He also acknowledged Daniel Fullenkamp for winning the Mercer County Spelling Bee, along with Savannah Holheide, Daniel Fullenkamp, Braxton Hewer, and Luke Hardings on their participation in the OMEA District Honors Band. Elementary principal Mrs. Imwali congratulated a variety of students who were nominated for Student of the Month, the FFA Coloring Contest winners, and Memory Book Contest winners. Students designed the outer cover of the elementary yearbook to make it more personalized and student-friendly, so congratulations to those. The board accepted the following donations: a $3,000 donation from Cooper Farms to district-wide education grant, $1,000 from the Ohio Association of School Business Officials for a scholarship, and $3,200 from various donors to the Get Real program. So again, we're very appreciative of all those donations. The board also approved the 2024 credit card charges as presented. Also approved the revised 25-26 school calendar. The only revision to the calendar was to add Thursday, April 2nd, 2026 as a makeup day if needed. The board also approved the overnight field trip for the choir and drama club to New York from January 16th through the 20th of 2026. The board approved a stipend for Kelly Mullenkamp in the amount of $900 for Lego League coordinator duties. The board also approved Grayson Temple and Jacob Kanapke on a one-year limited certified contract for the 25-26 school year, pending certification and background checks. The board did enter into executive session, and no action was taken following the executive session. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, April 14th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!